RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com.
And by the Thetford Corporation, the industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit Thetford.com.
And by Cabela's. Cabela's has everything you need to get your family into the great outdoors. Visit Cabela's.com and make sure your next camping trip is one for the record books.
And by Outdoorsy, the largest and most trusted rental marketplace. Outdoorsy is making it safe and easy to make money renting your RV with full insurance, roadside assistance, secure payments, and real people ratings and reviews. Visit Outdoorsy.com to find a cool RV to rent or see how much money you can earn renting your own RV.
And by AccuvaTech. Dedicated to providing your family with safe drinking water, AccuvaTech makes UV LED water purification systems for your RV and your home. Visit AccuvaTech.com to find a water purification system that meets your needs.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes. And also, sweet Maggie, the camping dog.
You can read about our adventures at rvfta.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are kicking off the 2018 spring podcast season with a roundup of our favorite picks from the 2018 Florida RV Super Show.
We were in sunny Tampa along with some of our favorite podcast correspondents, and Kate, Dean, and Keith are ready to share their rig highlights from the event. Solo girl camping trailers, empty nester dream machines, and family-friendly motorhomes. We've got something for everybody listening.
You might think you've seen every rig out there in your hunt for the perfect RV, but we know our correspondents have some surprise picks to share. You are listening to episode number 175, RVFTA's Rig Highlights from the Florida RV Super Show.
Before we head into this week's featured topic, RVFTA's Big Highlights from the Florida RV Super Show, we've got a brand new segment we are introducing for a brand new season. Now, a lot of you know that we have been moving into a seasons model for this podcast, where we're going to be off for a month or just do some mini podcasts and do a full 3-month season and then repeat that process throughout the year. So what Stephanie's brilliant idea was is that every season we will do something different for the opening segment, because Stephanie, you got to mix things up in life, don't you?
Yeah, we can't get dull and boring. So for this season, the 2018 spring season, we're introducing a segment that we're calling the RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame.
And it was totally my idea. It was just like totally this awesome idea I had. Actually, it was totally Stephanie's idea. She said it and I was like, yeah, I love it.
Well, we've done a lot of gear guides and, you know, we've done so many. But the bottom line is there are certain things that we reviewed years ago that we still use every single RV trip. And we really wanted to bring and highlight very specifically individual products that we've used. But before we dive into our very first induction into the RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame, we want to thank our sponsor for this segment, Accuva. Accuva is an innovative leader in building water filtration systems for both the home and the RV, and they are dedicated to providing families with safe drinking water no matter where you are. Most RVers rely on bottled water or water filters.
Us.
Yeah. And bottled water takes up a lot of space, it costs money, and it creates lots of plastic waste. And we all know that campgrounds are sometimes not the best at offering recycling options, which makes it even worse to be using
plastic.
Which
is completely a shame at this point.
It is. So standard water filters help with a lot of the taste issues, but they also can allow harmful bacteria and viruses through. But Accuva uses UV sterilization technology to filter the water. So this is the same technology as municipalities are using in Paris, New York, and Vancouver, and in our RV.
And we just actually got the delivery. Mm-hmm. But this is actually what the drinking water is like in heaven. This is the system they've been using up there for a long time.
In RV heaven.
And count on a bunch of crazy Canadians to bring it to the United States.
And they use LED lights in the UV filter, which means that it can purify your water for 10 or more years without being replaced.
Cray, cray.
Yeah.
So in other words, in a couple years, we can induct this thing into the RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame.
All right. You can visit AccuvaTech.com or see our show notes for links to their website.
Yeah. And we're going to put one in the toy hauler, and we will certainly talk about that, and we'll share our experience using it, do some video, do some pictures. It kind of looks pretty cool and groovy, too. So I'm kind of excited to see what it looks like.
All right. So for the 2018 spring season of the podcast, our opening segment is this RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame, and our very first product. I picked it. I came up with the segment. I got to pick the first product.
And can I stop you for 1 second?
Sure.
There's really two rules, I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong. This has to be something that we have been using for 2 years, and it has to work the same way it worked when we got it. It has to still be completely functioning, and it has to be something we use regularly that we've kind of beat up a little bit. So that is the test to get into the RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame, and I really like your first pick, and we use them on every single trip.
I think it has to be an amazing value. In other words, for the money you spend, the amount that you get back for it feels tremendous, right? You're looking at a product and you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm still using this years later.
So the F-250 will never be inducted into the RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame.
No,
but I like that qualification too, that it needs to
value.
Be something that's a value.
Yeah.
All agreed.
Right. Not cheap, a value, right? So, okay, the first item is the eBags packing cubes. All right. Now, a lot of you have heard me mention them over the years, but I swear every single time I mention them on a Facebook Live or in the Facebook group, someone says, wait, what are you talking about? What are these packing cubes? Well, I recommended the eBags packing cubes on our very first holiday gift guide ever back in 2015. Now, the story is I have used these on every single RV trip and also flying or driving trip now that we've taken, and I'm still using the original ones that we bought, and they look and function as good as new, including the zippers.
I never even have
a stuck zipper.
They don't even necessarily look like they're sturdily built, but apparently they are, because we're rough with the zippers, we're rough with these things, the boys are rough with everything they touch, and they all have their own packing cubes. I don't think we could handle an RV trip without them. If we loaded up like duffel bags or suitcases or however else people bring clothes, I think we'd all be confused, disoriented, and perhaps undressed at inappropriate times on our next trip.
Now, there are many different brands out there of packing cubes. I can only vouch for these eBag branded ones, which nicely are available on Amazon if you're an Amazon Prime freak. So I will link to the actual ones that I have and use in the show notes for this episode. And what are they? Let's just talk about what they are.
Well, each of us has a different color, so they're color-coded, which is really nice. And does each set come with 3 or 4 different bags?
Well, so the sets that we bought, the classic set, right, came with 3 bags. Now, if you're wondering what's a packing cube, it's like a pouch, and it has a zipper, and you open the zipper, and you put stuff inside, and then you close the zipper.
And so they're transparent. You can see what's in them.
So the classic set is 3, but now the classic set has 4. So the ones that I use have 3, a small, medium, and large. The new ones have 4, and the fourth one is this sort of elongated kind of shaped one. Now, they come in a range of different colors, so what you could do is pick a different color for each family member to keep things super organized. Now, as the boys have been growing up, I used the small pouch for underwear and socks. I used the medium pouch for all kinds of shirts and sweatshirts, and I used the larger pouch for pants and pajamas. That worked for a week's worth of clothing for all of them. Now, as they're getting older, the 8-year-olds, I feel like I'm moving into the segment of their life where they could use an additional pouch. So I will probably purchase.
Their clothes are actually getting bigger.
Yeah. And like their sweatshirts take up more space.
I need 4 to get all my stuff.
So I think I'm actually going to buy a larger one to add to each of their sets. And that will take them through hopefully another 4 or 5 years.
And one of the things I love about it, and this will probably not work forever with the boys, is that they just stack them up on the end of their beds.
It will work forever, because you know what? The Navy cadets, we were there at that school doing the tour at the Naval Academy. They had their stuff at the end of their bed all stacked up nice.
So it keeps things neat. It keeps things off the floor. They're color-coded. They're organized. It's easy for me to go into them and get Wesley dressed in the morning. Picking the clothes out is easy, not getting them on Wesley.
They know where everything is.
They do.
Wesley can go in himself and get his clothes out of his packing cubes. Now, the one thing I want to mention is if you have cubbies or baskets in your RV to store your clothes, you might say, well, I'm all set. I have these cubbies. I had them too prior to using these. I want to say if you introduce packing cubes along with your cubbies, you will transform the neatness of your RV. So don't get rid of your cubbies. If you have a cubby for one of your kids for their clothes, just pack everything in the packing cubes and put it in the cubbies. What the packing cubes do is they stop kids from rooting. So the kid takes out the packing cube, opens it up, takes their clothes out, puts the packing cube back in. It eliminates that shuffle.
It frankly makes it quicker for them to get dressed. I don't know about your kids, but our kids can sometimes take a really long time to go through the process of getting dressed. But because they know my t-shirts are here, my pants are here, my socks are here, the process speeds up as well. So if you're trying to get out of the RV in the morning to go out on a hike or something like that, I think you'll also see a speedier process of everybody getting dressed.
All right. Now, the four-piece set that I mentioned, that is the actual e-bag set, is $34.99 for that four-piece. I have the three-piece, but the four-piece is $34.99. I will link to the ones that I'm talking about that I have tried and true, tested out for the last, I think the ones we're using we've had for 5 years. I don't think
we've
I'm exaggerating.
We've had them way back into the Whitehawk years,
yeah.
Into the Jayco Whitehawk years.
Yeah.
So 5 years is definitely easy.
Yeah. So check that out at RVFTA.com.
Okay. Now this episode, we are kind of doing something a little bit different. Typically when we go to an RV show like Hershey or the Florida RV Super Show, Stephanie and I come back and we report on the rigs that we like. This time we decided to lay that task onto some of our favorite and most reliable correspondents who were also, the key part here, at the Florida RV Super Show. And I'm so glad we did because we're going to have an awesome variety of rigs, something for everybody. So we will be coming back in a second, kicking it off with Kate Dunbar from katescuriouskitchen.com. And Stephanie, her picks kind of took me by surprise, and she's got a couple really interesting ones, and I think she's going to end up buying one of them as her new girl camper. So stay tuned for Kate Dunbar. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are so excited to be here with the first of our three correspondents who are all at the Florida RV Super Show, and they're going to be talking about their picks. We're starting off with Kate Dunbar, our former California correspondent, our current Texas correspondent, and at some point soon, our cast iron correspondent. But before we dive into her three really interesting, kind of unique picks, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
From rugged and rustic to comfy and cozy, the agile and reliable 2018 J-Sport camping trailer makes getting away your way a breeze. With five lifetime warranties, including the lifter system, bed platforms, floor, roof, and frame, the J-Sport is a camping trailer you can count on. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Now, Kate, it's fair to say that your three picks are very specific in terms of what you were looking for. So can you lay out that groundwork in terms of like why these three?
What were you shopping for, Kate?
I was shopping for, and it sounds kind of crazy, but I needed a trailer for myself here in Texas, but it needed to have dual axles and it needed to have AC because my vintage is a single axle and it's got no AC. And then we have the big 30-foot Airstream, which is humongous, and I don't feel comfortable driving her alone. So great. I wanted something that I could go and do campground reviews, go have fun, go with sisters on the fly, and then just go take off on my own.
So for those of you that aren't familiar with Kate's story, maybe you're new to the podcast, Kate has a vintage Shasta trailer that she absolutely loves.
It's pristine. It's pristine. It looks like it's
brand new.
I'm
sitting in her right now talking to you. I'm in my rolling office.
And Kate uses her vintage trailer so much so, and she's such an avid girl camper, that she's finally decided that maybe she wants something that's a little more comfortable, a little more safe for her to be doing her travels
in. I'm fascinated in what the Airstream vintage person would look for in a modern camper. So let's dive in.
We've got three picks.
Three picks. Mm-hmm. And we're starting with a smaller Airstream. So Kate, tell us which one interests you.
So this is the 25-foot twin rear bed Flying Cloud. And I wanted that one because it had the twin beds, but they've redesigned the whole cabinet system in the trailer. And if you caught the video where Steffi and I were live, we were going through that coach and the storage was unbelievable. The fact that it definitely has the dual axles, it's lower to the ground. So the center of balance, it's really good for that single driver. If you want an Airstream, it's almost 7,000 pounds. I mean, sorry, 6,000 pounds. So there's some weight behind it. They have the USB outlets throughout the whole coach, which is fantastic. There's the solar, the dual 30-pound propane tanks. But the two things I would honestly say for me were the split bathroom. So, you know, the shower was on one side and then the washroom and toiletry was on the other side that I love. But there were 17 windows in this trailer. So you had that outside feel at all times, open air, light and bright. And that's something that I love about both my vintage trailer and the Airstream that we have is all the window space. It's great real estate. And it just makes you feel like you're part of the outdoors.
Now, for all of our listeners, I am going to embed that Facebook Live that Kate did for us at the Florida RV Super Show. I'm going to embed that in the show notes to this episode over at rvfta.com so you can watch her tour of this Airstream, which was so detailed and phenomenal. People loved it.
It was fun. I found a lot of new surprises in there that really kind of turned and piqued my interest. And Airstream even sent me an email. It said, thanks. We didn't even think about showing off that feature. And you did a great job representing the company. They still didn't give it to me, but
yeah,
I'm hoping.
They don't give away those Airstreams.
I have two questions. So the first question, these are both not really attached to each other. Is this small enough for what you're looking for? And then my second question is, was it hard for you to find units with that kind of window feel that you were looking for? I would imagine it was
really hard. The smaller the trailers are getting, they're putting in more stuff, which is fun. But they're taking out the windows. And for me, that's something that's valuable. I love opening up a window, cranking it open where wind can come in and out and I can see out in the morning. And it's important to me. I don't mind living in a goldfish bowl when I'm out camping, because that's why I go camping, to go see nature and to go be part of it. But that was really tough, especially in the like 20 foot and under. It got really tight and really dark.
Now, Kate, you have a Ford F-250, so obviously you can tow quite a large trailer. What are your parameters that you're operating with? Even though you have a high tow capacity, what kind of parameters have you set for yourself in terms of being comfortable towing? I recently wrote a blog post, and I've just been thinking a lot about the difference between what we can tow and what we're comfortable towing, right?
Right. So I can definitely say I'm not comfortable towing a 30-foot. I'm not comfortable towing a fifth wheel at all. And I'm not even comfortable driving a Class C, which is really surprising, but I'm not. I can't get my bearings that well. So for a travel trailer, I wanted 25 foot and under. I was hoping maybe for the 19 to 22 foot mark. That was my goal, because that wasn't much longer than my vintage trailer that I'm used to. And 25 feet was about where the longest horse trailer that I used to pull a long time ago that I was used to. So I was still comfortable in that zone.
All right, great. Now, are we ready to move on to your second
one? Yeah, why don't we go a little bit lighter?
So this was a shocker for me, this next one. I found the Lance, the 1995 model, and I was blown away by this one. Mainly, the features that I really loved, it was dual axle, what I'm looking for. The entry onto it was in the rear, so you walked in and you walked into the kitchen dinette area versus the bedroom, which so many smaller trailers, you walk right into the bedroom. And it's not that I have a problem with that, but it was just really a nice feeling to be like, okay, this is where everybody can congregate around, or I can put my stuff in, and no one's like putting their stuff on my bed if they're coming, you know, into my trailer, which happens when I'm out with sisters on the fly or doing stuff. There was an amazing storage bay up front underneath on the passenger side that when you open it up, this pull out double tote system was there. But then they also had one of those pop up tables in there that you can pull it out. You can put it around the campsite, or you can bring it into the trailer and butt it up right against that queen size bed, the U shaped one that you can walk around. And it's an extra dining area or crafting area or whatever you want to do. They really thought that out. And that was just really a cool feature. There's a slide dinette with huge storage underneath each of the benches that was a big shocker to me. There was another storage bay for that slide on the outside of the trailer that I could easily put my barbecue equipment in there, those outside totes that I use when I make my outdoor kitchen. They had a screen door with a privacy shade on it, so you could have the actual trailer door open, the screen door closed, but then you could still have that little veil of privacy where someone didn't necessarily see in, but you still had the air flow in it. And it also came with two propane tanks and a solar kit.
Now, when you first told me before the show that you were interested in looking at this Lance, I was initially a little surprised, like Kate Dunbar and Lance. Like, I don't know. It didn't seem to go together initially. But the new graphics package on the newer Lances is very streamlined, simple, and classic. So was that part of what attracted you? Was the exterior
look? That was part of it, and there were three other items. One, I could go on to Lance's website and build my own, so I could choose what I wanted in it, which was huge. And like, if I didn't like something, if I didn't like a color of an interior, I could change it up as I wanted it to. They build it right in California, get it done, and then ship it right to me. So that works. That's fine. There's a keyless entry. How many times do we hate carrying around that wad of keys that unlocks everything? But they have a keyless entry now. So it's just kind of like with your cars. You just walk near it, you put your finger on it, it recognizes it, and there you go, and you're in your trailer. And it also has 9 windows, and that was important to me. So there was light. The color inside was light. The graphics on the outside got better, and all of those other features.
And, of course, Lance has an amazing reputation for quality.
They do.
We know that.
They have a great reputation, and to have their factory manager there that I was talking to, I found out about their quality control and also the quality of products and how they build it. It is a very green trailer. The whole company is, because they have such a high standard being in California where their build is. If you are into being environmentally sound and really looking at what is in your trailer, chemical wise, product wise, you need to be looking at Lance because of their standard.
Now, I heard they wanted to put more windows into this, but Airstream has just cornered the market on buying windows.
Airstream bought up all the windows.
Yeah, Airstream just said, no, sorry, it's done.
Now, your next pick, again, like the Lance, it like surprised the heck out of me.
Didn't surprise me.
It was just that initial 5 seconds of surprise. And then I was like, oh, yeah, this makes perfect sense for what Kate wants. So what
Kate
was...
and I apparently share a dream.
Stephanie
trailer?
Has been talking.
We are sister campers. No and matter what.
She's been talking about this for 2 years.
If Kate gets this, it's going to be hard for me.
I know. Penny's going to have to take back seat for a while.
I'm not actually a jealous person by nature at all. I'm always just like, oh, yeah, you got something. This might push me over the edge into green with jealousy, right?
This one would be like, we're not hearing from that correspondent for a while.
I might unfollow you. I might unfollow you on Instagram. So don't see pictures of this. Okay, so tell everybody.
Keep your friends close and your frenemies closer. We won't get rid of you.
Exactly. She just wants to go camping. It'd be great. All right. So like you said at the beginning, my husband has an F-250 Super Duty truck. And I found the new camp, the Cirrus 820.
Which is a drop-in
truck camper. And I was blown away by this. I am a fancy camper. I am everything. I have to have all of my stuff with me. And the second I walked into that model, I literally rounded a corner and went, huh? Oh, well, I kind of like the way this looks. And wait a minute, all those windows are popped out and open, not just opened, but open where you could put a person through it. You can open all the windows that big. And It was light enough to fit in my husband's truck. It had this amazing fact that you're not towing something. So what if I'm not really that comfortable towing something behind me? You're driving a truck. You're looking through your side mirrors most of the time anyways. You're not really worried about your rear view mirror. How about that? It's just get up and go and drop it and take off. And it was wild. There was a 38-gallon fresh tank, a 32-gallon gray tank, and an 18-gallon black tank in this small space that drops in the back of my husband's truck, but yet has a queen size bed, a dinette, a 5-cubic refrigerator, a full wet bath. That I have to say, this was something that New Camp did that the other ones, when I went jumping and running around to all the other truck campers, they had a cover over the toilet paper so it wouldn't get wet.
Yeah, like in the details. Yeah, and this is a highly designed truck camper.
And it reminded me of that aerospace meets national park. It just put it together with the ease and the function of the cabinetry, the storage, where everything was placed. You didn't have to go hunting and searching for anything. It was just there for you.
And at about 2,500 pounds, this is the weight of a pop-up camper. And in the truck you guys have, I really feel like it would be a wonderful, wonderful combination. You'd be able to drive in the mountains if you wanted to.
I know. And this is what was a complete game changer for me, because I went, oh, I could go on those dirt roads to get to a camping area where you're not necessarily going to bring a travel trailer with you.
Well, Kate, this is so exciting to see what you're going to wind up with. Is
the truck camper in the lead at the moment?
I would say definitely it is, right? Especially with the price point. It really is in the lead.
What was the MSRP at the show?
The MSRP was $27,000.
Okay.
So the Airstream's more than double that easily.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
And the Lance is probably another 10K or something.
The Lance was at like $32,000. It was on show special.
Okay. Now, for folks that are listening, we have over at rvfta.com in the show notes for this episode the floor plan of an exterior picture of every camper that Kate has mentioned. So if you want to go over there and check it out, even, you know, go over there, look at it, click over. I'll link to the manufacturer's page also so you can go over and see more there. So we'll have all the resources there if you're driving or working out right now. Don't worry. And we'll also have the live Facebook embedded into the show notes so you can watch Kate do the tour of the Airstream.
Stephanie, I'll bet you $10 she buys the new camp.
$10. I hope so. I love that.
If I do, my husband's stealing it.
I have to say, it
checks all the boxes.
Funny story. The very first time I saw the new camp, this truck camper, was at the Florida RV Super Show 2 years ago. So three shows ago, okay? I walked into this camper and I went, whoa, I love this. And I walked into it in Louisville and I just quietly always spend time inside this thing. I just sit in there and I say, this is perfect.
This is going to be the game changer for a lot of people who are that, you know, two people get up and go. And I've always thought of those things as, oh, it's just the workman, it's the oil rig guy that, you know, they have them all, and because they're all over Texas here.
Fishermen.
But I never really thought of it as it could be a family thing. Yeah. And it is. You can put a family of three in one of those easily.
So much fun. Kate, first of all, I'm so glad you came to the Florida RV Super Show.
I'm so glad too. It was awesome.
We had fun. We definitely did. But second of all, I'm so glad that you came on the show and shared some of your picks with our listeners. It's a fun way for us to share sort of all the stuff that's going on at the Super Show.
I love all three of our picks. I know.
Thank you for having me on. As always, it's fun. And I just hope maybe I gave three different options to some listeners.
You did. And you know what? We're going to see you at another RV show.
And we're going to go off.
I hope so.
We're going to go off air right now and talk about cast iron cooking. So we'll be back with the other two correspondents that we have. We have Casita Dean May and Keith Sims coming up with their top picks. And I bet you they're a lot different than Kate's.
All right. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are incredibly excited to be speaking to Kasita Dean May again after really long, complicated negotiations with his agent. We've got him back on the show to talk about his favorite picks.
He's got his green M&Ms.
We pulled them all out. The guy's got like 10 riders
in
his contract.
He's got a lot of riders, but we work through it. That's okay. He's worth it.
He's going to give us his favorite picks from the Florida RV Super Show. And all of our correspondents are bringing the surprises tonight.
They're moving
out of their comfort zones, and they're going to really shock you with some of their picks. But before we dive into Kasita Dean May's favorite picks, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford, because if you buy a new motorhome, you're going to have to get toilet paper for it.
Yep, and the industry expert and the innovation leader is Thetford, and they have made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. If you are planning on camping anywhere without sewer hookups this upcoming year, you need to snag yourself a Smart Tote 2 LX, which is going to allow you to easily empty that gray water during your stay so you can keep having hot showers and doing those dishes and all the other things that keep your RV helping you feel comfortable.
People in big Class A's use these things to keep being able to do laundry.
Yeah.
Even, you know.
They've got all the amenities, their dishwashers, etc.
And some people use this for the black tank. You know, that's controversial.
I don't want to dive into it. The AutoStop level gauge prevents messy overfilling, and the handle hooks onto the trailer hitch so you can easily tow it to the dump station. It comes in 18, 27, and 35-gallon models. Visit Thetford.com for more information today.
And Dean, it was so nice hanging with you at the Thetford booth during the Florida RV Super Show and your lovely wife, Laura. And it's great to have you back. Welcome to the show.
It is always wonderful to be back.
Now, Dean, you're about to knock our socks off with a real surprise. So set us up here. Tell us a little bit of a story about where you're at with your current RV situation and where you think you're going, and that will lead us into these picks.
Okay. And now, as probably most folks know, Laura and I have a 17-foot molded fiberglass Casita travel trailer that we absolutely love. And I've got probably 5 to 7 more years until I retire. And we're kind of thinking, what would we like to have at retirement? And one of the things that we'd really kind of like to explore, we have no problems with small. So we would like to think about a small motorhome. And we've even talked about maybe in 3 years adding a small motorhome to our RV fleet to go along with the Casita. And then come retirement, we would know whether we want to go with more of that motorized RV or go ahead and stick with a towable. So we're really, when we went to the Florida RV Super Show, that was our focus. It was the small motorhome, 25 feet and under.
Now, I just want to, you know, draw everybody's attention to the fact that Kasita Dean did reference his fleet, his RV fleet.
Yeah.
So he's all in, folks. He's here for
okay,
the duration.
I'm just going to call it right now that Kasita Dean is not going to ever sell his Casita.
No.
Okay, so yeah, you'll get your motorhome, but don't act like you might get rid of the Casita.
No, right. He'll always be Casita Dean in reality and in our hearts. Okay, Dean, so you ready to dive into your picks? What's first?
Sure. Now, again, what we're talking about here is small Class Cs. Some people call them B pluses, even though B plus is a bit of a misnomer. Technically, everything I'm talking about is on a cutaway chassis. So they're small Class Cs. We want a dry bath. No more than one slide, and in some ways, preferably no slides if you can pull that off. I have a real preference for, now this could be a somewhat controversial subject, but I have a preference for the Ford chassis, even though that Mercedes-Benz Sprinter chassis is a standard benchmark chassis for these small motorhomes. Now, we live in a day and age that we have even more options. We have the Ford Connect diesel chassis, as well as the Ram ProMaster chassis, which is a gasoline engine. Now, my favorite manufacturers, and we're going to talk about four of them here, but I can't talk about small motorhomes without talking about Phoenix Cruiser. Phoenix Cruiser probably makes, I'd say, 8 to 10 different motorhomes. But all of these are what I call couples-oriented. Now, some of the larger ones, they make them at 27 feet, even 30, 31 feet, that would accommodate kids along the way. But what I'm focused in on is that under 25 feet. And Phoenix Cruiser makes four floor plans under 25 feet on the Ford chassis and two additional ones on the Mercedes-Benz chassis.
I got to stop you and ask you very quickly, why favor the Ford chassis? Why is that so important in this, in your picks?
Now, and again, I think this is kind of one of these hot button issues in the RV world. For me, I like the simplicity of the Ford. The Mercedes is going to get you better gas mileage, but the Ford, you know, if you're somewhere out west and you're 400 to 600 miles from a Sprinter service center, I think it's a little easier to get that Ford worked on than it is the Mercedes. The Mercedes is also going to come in at a higher price point, so you're going to have to travel a lot of miles to make up the superior gas mileage that you're going to get with the Sprinter chassis compared to the Ford.
So, it's almost like it's a college professor thinking through all these issues.
Perhaps so.
Okay, so let's talk about the ones you liked. What Phoenix Cruisers tickle your fancy?
Actually, I like their two smallest ones, or definitely their smallest one. It's called the Phoenix Cruiser 2100. It's 21 feet, 7 inches long. Now, one of the things, it does have, it has a nice dry bath. It has a wonderful kitchen, has a couple of barrel. It has a small dinette that would fit, you know, two people, maybe a little more in a pinch. And then it has a sofa slide, but it's that sofa slide that is going to be your bed at nighttime. And, you know, and again, this is a small motorhome, and that's one of the compromises that you're going to need to make. And they also make one just a little larger, basically the same floor plan, but you're going to have just a little bit more elbow room, and it's the Phoenix Cruiser 2400, and it's 24 feet, 1 inch.
And does it have a dedicated bed, or at that point are you still turning the couch into a bed?
You are still, now it's going to be a bigger bed, but it's still going to be a sofa slide in that particular one. Now, you can also get into the Phoenix Cruisers 2350s, 2351s, that they'll have a dedicated corner bed. But Laura and I kind of like that idea, and we're okay with it. We would go with the sofa slide that would serve as our bed at nighttime, and then we still have an independent dinette. Or what you can also do is get a couple of barrel chairs, comfortable chairs, you know, swivel chairs, and then a small dinette with that. And the nice thing about Phoenix Cruisers is Phoenix Cruiser is a direct manufacturer. They will work with you, and they will do more customization than what most manufacturers are willing to do. And I basically discovered them through YouTube. And I tease a little bit that if I had a dollar for every YouTube video that I watched with Earl and Kyle, I could probably put a 20% down payment on one of these Phoenix Cruisers. And being at the Florida RV Super Show, I got a chance to meet Earl, I met Kyle, and I even met Earl's wife, Pat.
Awesome. Now, I guess that since you're coming from the Casita cult, where you're all used to that direct from manufacturer situation, that this might kind of feel very familiar to you in terms of the buying process.
Right. And with Phoenix Cruiser, you can just go right on their website, choose the model that you want, put the options that you want. It will tally it all up. You get the direct from the manufacturer discount, and that's it. That's there is no negotiating beyond their discount that they offer. Once you see the bottom line, that is the bottom line.
Sounds like you're buying from Amazon Prime. Let's buy two of them. All right. Talk to us about Coach House. Let's move on
all
here.
Right.
What do you like about in the Coach House lineup?
Now, you're going to love that. Now, one of the things I have to mention about Coach House rigs are absolutely amazing. And being a Casita guy with a that has a molded fiberglass camper, Coach House makes one-piece molded fiberglass bodies for all of their motorhomes.
And it's just a given, Dean. It would match.
Yes.
You have to go in that direction.
it's a match. I mean, and actually my favorite rig that Coach House puts out is their smallest one, because their rigs will range from 23 feet to 27 feet. Very luxurious, very pricey. But we like the Coach House 220 TB. It's 23 feet, 2 inches long. It has rear twin beds and then a sofa slot. I'm trying to know that does it has a sofa, but it's not on a slide. So this is a really nice floor plan that if you want a little bit of isolation in terms of sleeping, it puts the twin beds in the rear, but you still have an area up front, a small sofa where you can hang out. You know, like, for example, if I get up earlier in the morning and Laura still wants to sleep, there's a little bit of privacy, even though, you know, privacy is somewhat limited in a 23-foot motorhome.
That's my favorite couple's floor plan in a small C. Is I love the rear twin bed model because it does give that separate seating area up front, and it just it gets me every time I walk into them. I think that that's my unicorn.
Yeah.
When you say pricey, what do you mean?
And again, this is their entry level trailer. I looked at it, motorhome. I looked at it at least three or four times when we were at the Super Show. $146,000 for the 220 TB.
Oh, that's a little chunk of change, Dean.
A little chunk of change.
You better start a YouTube channel to pay for that. All right. Well, so are you going to give us another budget option? I think that leisure travel vans are up there too, right?
Yeah. Well, the leisure travel vans would not be a budget option.
I think, ironically, the Winnebago is going to end up being the budget option here.
It will be. So, but leisure travel vans, again, is another one of those manufacturers that just does an amazing job. That's really what they do, is make rigs, small motorhomes for couples. And the leisure travel vans, you can go with the Serenity, the Unity, and the Wonder. And I love the Unity, but it's on the Mercedes chassis. The Serenity is also on the Mercedes chassis. But what I've liked in this new day and age where you have more options, I really like the Wonder, and that's the one that Laura and I focused on when we're at the Super Show. So we looked at the Wonder. It's on the Ford Transit chassis, so it is a diesel, but it is the Ford. It's 24 feet, 9 inches long, comes in two different floor plans, the 24 MB, which is Murphy bed, and then the 24 FTB, which is front twin beds. No slides. So that's nice.
Now, why do you say that's nice? Why are you looking for no slides?
For Laura and I, we're so comfortable in a 17-foot casita that the slide for us, even though I know it opens up the floor plan so much, but it's just one more mechanical process that I don't have to worry about. I'm going with the simple.
Look, I always say for these small motorhome people, I say they have to be in love. And I'm telling you, Casita Dean and Laura, they're in love.
What's not to love about either?
What do they need a slide? They don't need a slide. They're in love.
Oh, yeah. But
Dean's now, I like the 10-foot floor plan. It's just
no slides.
It's just a bed.
We just sit next to each other.
And we gaze at each other with wonder.
With wonder. I love those dreamy names.
I do, too.
Yeah.
All right. You are going to wrap it up with us with a fourth pick. And again, we just mentioned this is probably your budget, ironically, but the Winnebago, what'd you say?
Right. In the Winnebago line, and again, Winnebago makes 5 different Class C models in all different types of lengths, but several under 25 feet. And, of course, there's the Winnebago View, which is just an iconic small motorhome. Again, it's on the Mercedes chassis, but we really like the Fuse that's on the Ford Transit chassis, and it comes in two different floor plans. Now, I think it's kind of, and our particular favorite with this is the 23A, which is 24 feet long, and it has the twin beds, and it also has a slide. Now, it has a rear bath, so what's cool about this floor plan, you're giving up the privacy of having those twin beds in the rear, but those twin beds in a small motorhome by day basically become day beds, places to lounge, places to have another couple or in for, you know, for coffee or for a beverage. And then you also have a slide that has a small sofa. So you could probably easily entertain 6 or 8 people in this small motorhome. So by pulling those twin beds from the rear, it becomes day use in terms of almost it becomes part of your living area. So you have to decide, is the if privacy is more important, the twin beds in the rear are are nicer, but in this particular case, that Winnebago Fuse 23A is a really, really nice, versatile floor plan.
Our correspondents have such good taste. That is my very favorite small class seat from Winnebago. I love the Fuse 23A.
I love it.
I would have that right now if I could.
Now, Dean, jump into the future here. Which do you think you'd get? I mean, I know you're guessing and things could change in the years to come, but which one do you think you'd get in terms of the whole package, pricing, floor plans?
Can we say if money were no option? Can we ask them that?
But money is always going. Yeah. Okay. So two things. Which one would you buy if money was no option? Which one do you think you might actually get?
Okay. And I'm going to pretend it's retirement. We've already had one small motorhome. We're ready to commit to one. If money is no option, I'm being a fiberglass guy, I'm going to go with the Coach House 220 TB. If money is an option, for me, it's a no-brainer. I am such a Phoenix Cruiser fan. I'd choose the 2400 over the 2100 just for a little more space. So I would probably most likely see a Phoenix Cruiser in our future rather than the Coach House because
money's an option.
Could the Coach House tow the Casita? Could any of these tow the Casita?
Actually, you can find some of those small motorhomes. If they're on the 450 chassis, it'll be able to tow 5,000 pounds. And even some of the other chassis will still tow 3,500. So Laura and I have actually talked about having a small motorhome and towing the Casita behind it.
You bring the girls
along. It's like
your
little, but it could also be like an office or a writing room or something like that.
Yes.
All right. Well, we were spoiled rotten to get to see you and Laura at the Florida RV Super Show. It was so great to spend time with you there. And now we're spoiled rotten to have you on the show telling us about your favorite picks. Thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome. And Laura and I had the highlight of the show was being able to hang out with RVFTA at the Super Show for us.
We had such a great time.
It's great seeing you guys. And we want to get you back on the show as soon as we can. And hopefully we'll see you soon at the campground.
All right. Happy camping.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are incredibly excited to be here with Keith and Tia Sims from Soulful RV Family, and they are Florida RV Super Show regulars. If you go to the Super Show, you're going to see them there shopping around. How are you guys doing?
Great.
We're doing great.
Now, you surprised me a little bit with your picks, and I'm really excited about your picks because it's not normally what you cover, and we'll talk about that. I'm excited to dive in with you guys, but first we have a sponsored message from our friends at Outdoorsy. Outdoorsy is the largest and most trusted RV rental marketplace, and they are making it easy to make a little scratch renting out your RV. And now you can rent through Outdoorsy in the United States and in Canada. You have a few options out there for renting your RV. So what makes Outdoorsy different? It's a lot of things, actually. They have a $1 million insurance policy that covers owners and also the roadside assistance plus automatic DMV background checks. That's a big win for owners renting their rigs. We also love the owner support, like checklists for pre-arrival, departure, and return. Plus, there's a Facebook group for owners that rent their rigs so they can ask each other questions and share tips and best information. Visit outdoorsy.com/listyourRV for more info today. Keith and Tia, welcome to the show. We're super excited to have you. How is the Florida RV Super Show for you guys?
Oh my gosh, it never fails to impress us. It was amazing. I had a great time out there.
Yeah, we kind of make it the launch of our start of our year traveling. We kind of partner in a little Disney trip with it and make it a family affair. And we absolutely have a ball at that show.
I don't know who has more fun. Us or the kids.
Yeah. So it was nice to see it. We thought you were going to come kidless this year, but there were kids with you.
We did have some, and then the flu bug hit us a little bit. So we sent two home and kept KJ with us.
And KJ helped you do some serious shopping.
Oh, always.
He looks very comfortable at the show.
They all absolutely have a ball. They're at home at the Florida RV Super Show.
Now, some of our listeners might be thinking, okay, Keith and Tia, what Class A motorhomes are you going to be recommending today? But we're going down a much different path. So do you want to just tell us kind of the framework for these picks and why you made these three picks before we get into the specific units?
Okay. All right. So I guess this will be my explanation, because recently I did a girls only trip to meet myself and two of my girlfriends. We took the Class A out, but we didn't stray too far away from home, because if I needed to make that call to my reliable hubby for help, I knew he wasn't going to be too far away.
And there's also a Go RVing blog post about this trip, correct?
Absolutely.
So you can check that out if you want to.
So, you know, that being said, I'm thinking now I would rather go out with my girlfriends, you know, at least once a month, and maybe give Keith a break and take the boys out once in a while.
What? Really? Did you record that? Take the boys out and give Keith a break?
We can edit that out later.
Please do. But I'm looking for something that's small, maybe something I can tow with my SUV, and just take a break, get away from it all.
So when we went down to Tampa, we had that in the mind, a second RV for the family. We already technically have two with her mom's Class A, so we don't need a third Class A. So we were looking for something a little bit more nimble, a little bit smaller, and something that Tia could be very comfortable navigating and managing without me around.
All right, well, let's dive in. Let's talk about the StarCraft Launch Outfitter. Give us the details on this and why you thought this might be a good option.
Okay, so unlike you guys, I have never tent camped. I have not done any of the pop-ups, so I'm a little out of my element here. However, when I walked into the StarCraft Launch Outfitter, I was amazed by the size. It's able to sleep seven to eight adults. And, you know, in such a small footprint, I'd never actually been in a hybrid before, and this is a hybrid. I didn't actually know what to expect. So this seemed like it would be kind of comfortable.
And for your girl camping trips, I mean, you felt like five, six, seven adults could find a comfortable sleeping place in this unit?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say six adults comfortably. I could definitely take the kids along and a couple of friends. Not a problem. But I think that this was a fair trade-off. Even though it's a small footprint, it gives a lot of wow.
Well, it had the, you know, each side with the canvas sides was almost, it felt like a king size bed at each side. And then it had one bed. Was that a full size that pulled out?
No, I think they could have arguably been queen size beds.
True. Because I laid on the bed and, of course, KJ jumped on my back and I had plenty of space at one end. And it just was that open floor plan. So it was just, for us who have not really done much trailer shopping, we were very surprised at the footprint size. What was this, like 16 or 17 feet, maybe 18 feet long?
21
feet long, but it was spacious. You didn't feel cramped in it. And it certainly would make a great camper for a girl camper weekend.
And I'm assuming you'd be towing this perhaps with the Suburban. Is that sort of the idea?
You got it.
And the Suburban would handle this easily, right? I mean, this would be a pretty light camper for that Suburban to tow. Okay. Anything else about this one before we move to the Lance truck camper?
No, I think the only thing that was a bit of concern is because of the soft sides where the hybrid is, you know, in the back of Tia's mind, she always wondered, is that safe as women camping by themselves? But there's tons of hybrids out there, so I think it should be fine.
But then the Lance truck camper was sort of an option that was hardwalled for you guys, where you would take that concern off the table.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of those ones. She wanted to go in a truck camper, and I'm like, why are you wasting my time? I can't fit in a truck camper. And, Jeremy, when I walked in, I was absolutely blown away by the space of the Lance 1172. It can sleep up to six people, queen-size bed. It had two slides, one where the dinette is, which actually an over-the-head bunk comes down, another slide at the back where the sofa is that you can sleep on, and you truly could sleep six adults in there comfortably. It had a full bath, not a wet bath, but a dry bath, a little small kitchenette and refrigerator, and I was blown away with the amount of space. I could easily see this as an addition to our family, taking the guys out, boondocking. It had solar panels on the roof, propane, so it'd be great for hunting, fishing, a weekend away, hiking, where you just throw it in the back of the truck and you go.
Hunting, really?
Now,
someday I would love to.
Hey, I'll go hunting with you, Kate. Now, look, you're not popping this thing on the back of the Suburban. So if you made this addition, you'd be making another addition too. Is that something you're really willing to ponder?
Well, it was intriguing to ponder. And then when I did some research, you do need a 350 or a 3500 to tow to carry this kind of truck camper. But I think for those who have a truck, wow. I mean, it was unbelievable the space that you got in here and the bang for your buck. So it may not fit into our future necessarily, but then again, you never know. If we get the truck, who knows?
Well, I'm always game for a new truck. And seeing as though this would be my camper, because I really don't see you fitting in that shower.
Shower's a little small, but the queen size bed can do me fine. And I'm thinking just the guys. That would be something for me and the boys to go off and have a great
time. So now you see, he's taken over my dream using it for a guys' trip.
Keith never gets to go on guys' trips, does he?
Oh, never. Ever.
All right, take us to Europe for your next pick. Let's talk about the Hymer Active 2.0 Loft Edition. And I'm a little sad I missed seeing this one at the show, so you guys need to fill me in.
Oh, this was something special. We had heard about it. We got to the show, and we rushed over to Hymer the first day to see it, and it wasn't there. But it did show up later that evening, and we went right back the next morning because we had heard about a Class B that could potentially sleep up to six.
Wow.
And we said to ourselves, we have to see this because we can't believe it.
Listen, this particular RV just met everything on my checklist. Now, remember, I really don't want to tow anything being by myself. I would much rather have something small enough that I can kind of tool around town. And let's be honest, when I'm camping, I'm usually wanting to be at a campground that's near a large city. So something that I can whip in and out of Manhattan with would be ideal. And this fits the bill.
And you guys have camped in Jersey City before, right, to visit family and friends. So you're serious about doing, you know, potentially some urban camping.
Absolutely. And this vehicle now, I want to let people know, this is not something that we could sleep in for weeks at a time, but a few days.
Speak for yourself.
Well, as a whole family of five, I don't know if we all could do it, but the loft could easily sleep two of our boys, if not all three of our boys. I see right now there would be a fight among the boys who had to sleep down. The back, the longer wheelbase version, actually comes out to a king-size bed, so plenty of space for us to sleep, and you could put a second bed over the captain's chairs to make a sleeping for two there. So,
and that's the loft. That's where it's getting this loft edition idea, that you can have a loft bed above the driving area.
Absolutely. It's amazing. It pops out of the top of the roof, and a nice ladder, like almost like a little tiny house on wheels, which most tiny houses are.
Yes.
You climb on up. KJ went up there. He was like, I love it. So
pressure's on. Oh, go ahead. Finish.
I was gonna say, but it's not the version they had at the Florida show was a prototype. Mm-hmm. They were taking orders, and you could place an order at the show. It wouldn't be ready until May, I think they said.
You know, I placed our order, right?
Oh, my goodness. Now, okay. Did you just reveal that this is your pick of the show, Tia?
Oh, did I? Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I give it away?
Well, I was going to ask you anyway. So now's the time. Which one? I mean, if you could take one of these right now and take it home and make it your girl camper or that second family camper, which one would it be?
Let me tell you how serious I am about this. I told Keith he can trade my Suburban in immediately and get this Hymer, and it will be my everyday car. You want to know why? Because I'll be on a girls' weekend every weekend in this.
And it can't. At the end of the day, it can't be that much bigger than a Suburban in terms of taking the boys around town or just kind of doing things that you have to do.
It's actually not. This would be easy. I could swing this into the grocery store. I might even be able to take it to the drive-thru.
Very unique picks, guys. I really appreciate these three. I'm going to get off air with you, and I'm going to go look at the Heimer Active 2.0 Loft Edition on their website. Guys, thank you so much. That was Keith and Tia Sims from SoulfulRVFamily.com. Guys, really appreciate your time, and we'll see you at the campground.
Sounds good. Take care.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I hope you enjoyed our correspondence picks as much as Stephanie and I did. And now it's time for the RV FTA News Roundup, which is sponsored by our friends at Cabela's.
Cabela's has everything your family needs to get into the great outdoors and camp in comfort. And I have to say, if you are still shivering in your too thin winter coat, or if you feel you're wearing a coat that looks a little like a bulky blanket to keep warm, my favorite Cabela's item so far this winter is my woman's cold spring coat, which is on sale right now for $99.99.
I love that coat and looks very nice on you.
Oh, thank you very much. The Primaloft silver insulation means that I feel like I'm wearing a stylish coat. It's like a thin cut. It doesn't look bulky, and I've been warm in single digit temperatures. You can check out all of Cabela's full line of affordable outdoor gear at Cabela's.com. Cabela's, it's in your nature.
Didn't you wear that up on the boardwalk and it was like 8 degrees?
It was. I have worn that in single digit temperatures and not been shivering.
You're pretty cozy. Okay, so listen, the RVFTA podcast is back and we are super excited to be back for the spring season. We wanted to remind you that the Campground of the Week podcast is also back. And Stephanie and I did a review of Lazy Days right outside of Tampa, Florida yesterday. And boy, oh boy, I think we really both loved that campground.
It's just unlike any other campground out there. Lazy Days is the largest RV dealership in the world, and it happens to have a campground on the campus. And you're just not going to find that anywhere else. So it's really an interesting place to visit.
Well, just the fact that you call it a campus, and it really is a campus. I mean, it's an iconic RV destination. So check out that campground review. Now, listen, you guys can also leave campground reviews over on our brand new redesigned RVFTA.com. Stephanie, can you give everybody the basics so that they can understand how to head over and leave their own awesome recommendations?
Yeah, just go over to the campground review page on our website, rvfta.com, and you can register. It's really easy. And then you can leave a campground recommendation for any place that you love to camp in America or Canada or even overseas. It'll show up on that map, I guess.
We got to try that. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, we could. So we could put those campgrounds that the Fit RV recommended in Europe, and you'd probably be able to see them too. So the pin just shows up on the map for all of our recommendations, and we know that you all have favorite places out there, and we could just populate the map full of great campgrounds that people can explore.
And since you can look by state or by region, it makes it really easy to find campgrounds that are by you. Okay. Also, please join RVFTA, the group on Facebook. It really is the friendliest RV group out there. I'm not just saying it. We have actually kind of created all together, all of you out there, the friendliest Facebook group. And it's lots of great information, lots of encouragement, just a lot of nice people on the Facebook group. And in some ways, it really has become the home base for the RVFTA community.
Some of our wonderful podcast listeners that came out to meet us in Florida, I really took the time to thank them personally for their contributions on the Facebook group, because there's just so many great folks out there that take the time to pass along wisdom and advice and experience to newbies that come into the group. And that's really that's the core of what RVFTA is all about.
And I'm thinking of like Alexandra, who recently they had not been RVing a lot because they got a beautiful brand new baby in the house. And they just got a new road track and they're super excited to head out on the road. And she just kind of like asked for some advice about camping with a 1-year-old. And it looked like she got just a flood of great information.
Yeah. It's all about encouragement.
It's all about encouragement. And whether it's about technical stuff or campgrounds that you want to visit, whatever it might be, there's people out there that can help on our Facebook group. Another thing we just wanted to remind you, if you've enjoyed the RVFTA podcast over the years, even if you're new to the RVFTA podcast, we would love it if you would leave us a nice review on on iTunes. Those are really, really appreciated if you could take a second to do that.
And now with the new podcast app that's been updated, it's a little easier to navigate your way into doing that in the app. So thank you very much to those of us who have left us very nice reviews. And for all the rest of you, we sure do appreciate them.
And I'm incredibly excited about the season ahead. We have so many great interviews planned, such a wide variety of content planned over the next 3 months. And we really are thankful that you are listening to us and along for the ride with us. So we hope to see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.